important to me because if I can get you to think this way, more complicated things later, both in this course and courses that follow, will make more sense to you. Describe the three attributes of the multiple regression model. Now, forever we have carried around two. And when you look at research on model specification, they carry around two definitions, or two attributes that define the multiple regression model. One, every variable in the model contributes to that model. It's parsimony. It's a sufficiency idea. Every variable in the model contributes to that model. Second of all, no variable, if added to the model, would contribute. Now you've got a necessity aspect. The thing that makes these two insufficient is we don't just care about whether a variable is significant or not in the model. We care about the estimate of the regression weight. We don't just care if that weight is different from zero or not. We care what that weight is. There's a difference between saying each treatment session will have an effect, saying each treatment session will decrease depression by 0.08, versus each treatment session will increase depression by 0.12. You with me? We don't just care about significant predictors, significant contributors. We care about the value of the regression weight. And so that adds the third attribute. No other variable, if added, would change the regression weights of the other variables in the model. No other variable predictor, whatever you want to call it, if added to the model, would change the weights of the others. Now we know that this is going to be a struggle because of collinearity. Variables are related to each other. The more variables you lump into a model, the more that their collinearity is going to mean there's less unique contribution by any of them. And that's where the argument starts. If I put these variables in and these other ones go away, which is the more accurate portrayal of the model? The larger model with fewer unique predictors because stuff's collinear with each other, or the smaller model with more unique predictors? Right? We like simple things. We like a model where everything in it is contributing. We don't have to think nearly as much. So when I say, yeah, but when you add, you got this beautiful model about how much homework they did and da-da-da-da-da-da, and you put in how many times they did the exam prep, and suddenly three of those variables wash out and are no longer have unique contribution. Why? Because they're all really correlated to motivation, and what we really have is a proxy specification problem. So somebody comes along and says, you know, I'm going to do just that. I'm going to take all of these, how hard you worked, and I'm going to see if I can take them out and put in a motivation index and see if the model does as well. Okay? But those are the three things that capture whether or not you have the model. And part of the idea is to talk you out of the notion of the model and get you to concentrate on telling the story. What usually prevents the discovery of the model, and what should we do for a particular analysis and for our programmatic research? The thing that gets in the way is collinearity. When you add a variable, you're not just adding a variable, you're changing the structure of the variance in the model. What should we do for a particular analysis? Explore, hang out, test models, try different things, tell a story. Don't try and boil it down to a model unless you really have to. Tell a story about how variables relate to the criterion. And for our programmatic research, what this tells us we ought to do is look carefully at what other variables we need to add to the model. 13, 14, and 15 are all the same crisis. The crisis is the world is complicated. Predictors and causes of behavior are collinear and expensive and unknown. That's it. No problem. Interrelated, tough to sample, badly measured, unknown, complicated. Yeah, that'll do it. That pretty much characterizes where we are when we're building these models. Don't expect to walk into a data set and go, here it is, here's truth. Okay? Play. Roll around. That's why we're teaching you multiple regression before we get to structural modeling and other things. We want to teach you the exploratory process and how to explore the data. That's where hypotheses come from. Most hypotheses do not come from a careful reading of the literature. Most hypotheses come from rolling around in complicated data sets and going out to get a more complicated one.